you know, compete, you know, offense versus defense and 7-on-7, 9-on-7. It was a lot of fun.
More winning than you expected?
I don't know. I mean, it was a lot of fun and just going out there and trying to help contribute.
How do you feel you did today?
I think I did okay. Still got a long way to go and just trying to get better, you know, with every drive, with every play, and just constantly learning.
Have you ever been at a practice where you stretched and people cheered for you just because you were stretching?
We had some pretty passionate fans at Florida, too. So
it looks like some of them have come here to Denver to watch you practice.
I think so. You know, Gator Nation's everywhere. So
is throwing without that hitch second nature yet to you, or do you still think about it?
You know, it was feeling really good. It wasn't feeling like I really had to think about it. I'm still working on footwork and my drops and things like that. But as far as just that throwing motion, it's more of just getting my feet in place.
You had a couple of nice long balls today. A particular wide receiver you like throwing to, or is it Matt?
Oh, we got a bunch of great receivers. I like throwing to them all. You know, I just was able to put it up for them a few times. They went and made a great play.
Tim, the major difference between today and obviously the workout you got in before the full squad?
Well, I mean, you're in pads, you're competing versus defense, you're competing, you know, live. Things happen a lot faster, you know, when you have full pads and you're going, you know, against the first team D.
Could you describe what it felt like when you ran out of those doors over there and you saw these fans and they're all cheering for you? What was that like?
I was excited, you know. Definitely gave you a little bit of adrenaline rush. And, you know, it's great to have such passionate fans and fans that, you know, believe in your team and support the team. It's great. And I only think it makes the team, you know, play that much better.
Overwhelming at all for you?
I don't know if it's overwhelming. I know that it's definitely exciting, that's for sure.
Does it make you want to show off a little bit or do anything kind of special for the crowd?
I don't know. Show off's the right word. It definitely, you want to come out here and compete and as a team, you know, give them a good look and something to be proud of.
Tim, did you look at them? I mean, all those people out there and just, you know, is it kind of humbling for you? But did you take a look at there and see all these people around here, out here, look?
Well, I mean, you see them all and, you know, there are a lot of them out here and they're all, you know, supporting everybody and I think that makes a difference.
Why aren't you carrying other guys' helmets?
I guess they didn't want me to.
You are so. Carrying Orton's pads and helmet, though, right?
His pads, he didn't give me the helmet.
No problem with that, right?
No problem with that. I can do that. That's no problem.
Expect any further hazing down the
road? I'm sure there'll be a few things.
When you, it's well documented, you lead by example in your work ethic and that type of thing. How does that fit into your role on this team? And, you know, whether it's wind sprints or working hard after practice, how does that fit into the overall scheme of this team?
Well, I think it's just, you know, try to come out here and, you know, work hard and encourage and just be, you know, a member on the team that's, you know, someone that's, you know, has high character and hard work ethic. And the more guys you have on the team like that, I think, you know, the better it is. And so that's just what we're trying to get.
Do you see guys buying into that? I mean, it's, you know, it's the NFL, obviously.
I don't know that they're buying in as much as they've already had it, yeah. You know, and I think, you know, just coming to a team that has a great work ethic and coaches that have great work ethic, so the players see that, and then we have leaders, you know, that come out every day and show out and work hard, you know, guys like Dawkins and guys like Dumerville and Orton and all those guys, you know, come out here and work hard every day, and those are great leaders for everybody else to watch.
One more for Tim, please.
Tim, when you look at the, you know, the crowd and their chanting and name, things like that, it must be humbling a little bit. At the same time, you know, there's so many rookies, first year new players. Do you kind of sometimes wish I could put my head down, be a rookie, and just kind of be out here and kind of do my job too? Or how do you look at it?
Well, I think there's pros and cons. You know, just like, you know, everything, you'll definitely get joked on more because of it. But you also, you know, have that opportunity because, you know, people know who you are. So you have that the popularity to be able to go into a hospital and make a kid smile or, you know, sign an autograph. And so that's also a big plus with it, too.